Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
How much are you paying for your car insurance premium, and has it jumped? If it has, we want to hear from you on the programme today. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Jonathan Hare, who's the Managing Director of InsureMyHouse.ie, is with me in studio. Good afternoon, Jonathan, first of all.
Hi, Andrea, how are you?
Good, not bad. This story today, a 4% jump over the past 3 years despite insurance reforms. Like a lot of our listeners will probably be, they probably would have noticed this in premium hike.
I think they will have, but this report is for the first half of 2025 to show that's where the increase applies. And it's a result of the increased cost of repairs to vehicles. So anybody who's had a small tip nowadays will know that it's not going to cost you €300 to fix it. It's probably going to be a minimum of €1,000.
There's nothing less than a grand.
No, there's not. You can't get it fixed for less than that. And look, that's not on the garages. That's a global issue in terms of the cost of parts, the cost of repairs, labour costs and everything else involved in that. But also I think a lot of listeners that are newer drivers won't realise that in Ireland for the last 30 years, we've always had a boom to bust cycle of insurance where we had low premiums followed by extremely high premiums, where a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old could expect to be paying €5,000 or €6,000 for their insurance premiums. So when I saw this, I wasn't alarmed by the 4% increase. Mm. And I know that for some people, they'll say, but hold on a second, why are the prices still going up? The fact I think that we had a steady 4% growth increase in premiums there, I think, and I'm not so sure we'll see the same level of increase in the second half of 2025. And I don't believe we'll see it in 2026 either. I think it's a correction for the cost of repairs. The personal injury guidelines have definitely helped in removing that boom to bust cycle that we've had in Ireland for years. We haven't seen where people have got a renewal that's 30 or 40% up on last year for claims-free drivers. And I've been experiencing that type of boom to bust for the last 30 years and I don't see that happening now.
And you work basically as a broker, don't you?
I've been doing car insurance quotes for 30 years and, yeah. And I think that the way it's working at the moment is the best that it's ever worked.
Okay. Look, whatever your question for Jonathan Hare, get it into us. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number for your questions and voice notes. Now, this listener is wondering, I have comprehensive car insurance. Does that mean that I can drive any car? If not, what type of cover would let me drive any vehicle?
Okay, so comprehensive cover does not entitle you to drive anyone else's car. Most car insurance policies for mature drivers, anybody over 25, will have a section of the policy that does allow you to drive other people's cars. It'll allow you to drive them for third-party only use. It's not meant to be there for you to jump in and out of any car you like. It means, for example, if my friend one evening decides that he's had a drink and I haven't, that I can use his car to drive him home and drive myself home. Mm. It's to be used sporadically, but it is covered on your policy. But it's not because you've comprehensive cover. It's down to the insurance policy you have. Your insurance certificate will have it on it. It'll actually say in your insurance certificate, driving of other cars is allowed, and it'll have the restrictions on that as well. There are certain restrictions involved as well.
But often it's that your own car, now people need to check their policy, but if I remember from mine, your own car had to be parked up at the time.
Not necessarily, no. No, you can, for that extension on your cover, so that's if you want to make a change to your vehicle. So if you want to make a temporary change to your vehicle, so if you need to have repairs done to your vehicle and you need to borrow a car for 2 or 3 days, you would change it over completely and do a temporary substitution for those 2 or 3 days. But most policies for people over 25 with a full license will have a driving for other cars extension that allows you, I could drive your car, Andrea, because my policy has it, but I'm only covered for third party only.
And for people that maybe have two cars at the house and they're thinking they want to be able to jump in and out of each other's, then is that just become a named driver on that car?
It's easier to become a named driver because then you'll be covered fully comprehensive on that policy also. So you'll be, but like particularly for an insured partner, mm. insured and spouse, insured and partner, insured and spouse policies also tend to be the cheapest policies. So one way you might save money is by having your spouse or partner, if they're a full license mm-hmm. holder, on the vehicle, because the insurers prefer insured and spouse risks to insured only risks for some reason.
Right, we're flying through some of these. 087 1400 106 is the number for your voice notes. My policy is up today. I can't find my driver's license. I've been told without it, I can't get insurance.
Okay, so actually this time last year, new legislation came out that you cannot renew your car insurance or van insurance policy without your driver license number. It's not without your driver's license, it's without your driver license number. So this is really important for people out there. So for this caller, what they can do is they can contact the NDLS today and they can give them their PPS number, their date of birth, their details, once they give them the driver license number, you will be able to renew. It's not that you have to have your license, it's you have to have your license number. So maybe you have an old photograph of your driver license, and even if that license's photograph is 10 or 15 years old, your license number remains the same throughout your driving career. Yeah. So if you have an old photo of that license, or even if you have an expired license, that license number is what's required. It's not the license that's required.
59-year-old listener in Kerry tells us that their insurance has been lower compared to previous years over the last number of years. They're now paying £310 for fully comprehensive. Is it down to my age and location?
Location, Kerry, would be a low risk area, but you'll find that maybe this listener possibly has shopped around over the years, because the number one way of saving money is to shop around.
Where is the highest risk area, I'm assuming?
Dublin, is it? Certain parts of Dublin and some obscure rural areas where the people have to drive long distances as well. So parts of Donegal maybe along those ways, where there's an onus to drive long distances all the time and there's not as much public transport.
Listener says, I just renewed my car insurance with Step Back for €400 for the year. Same price as last year, haven't experienced a jump. Listener's looking for help in getting their a quote for their son for insurance. Apparently they're sky high, Jonathan. Am I better to put him on as a name driver on my own car and my own policy, or is it better in the long run if he has his own?
Depending on the age of the son, but what I would always say is that if you're lucky enough to be able to add your son or daughter onto your policy at 17, 18 on a learner permit, you're now getting them driving experience by the fact they're named on your policy. The first step is be named on the policy, and then do the lessons that are compulsory now, and then apply for your test. And by the time that 17, 18 year old is 19 years of age, maybe with 1 or 2 years named driving experience and a full license and the lessons done, their price would be half the price of their equivalent who only starts at 19.
Listener Jonathan has 12 penalty points and my insurance company won't renew my policy. So what can I do?
I'm assuming the insurance company won't renew it because you're on a ban at the moment. So they won't renew it while you're currently banned, because the 12 penalty points will result in a 6-month driving ban. You definitely will get insurance again when the 6-month ban is up. You'll have to disclose to the insurance company that you have been banned for 6 months. And a lot of the online insurers, or the brands that people are familiar, will not quote for this. So the brands that you can think of automatically definitely won't quote. You need to speak to a broker or Google blemished driving insurance, and you will come across a lot of people that have brokers that have access to insurers, predominantly UK based insurers, that will quote for you.
They will quote, but it has to be after the 12, the driving ban is up.
Well, maybe with a couple of weeks to go, if you want to get back on the road straight away. You can start shopping around straight away, but you won't be able to drive the car until your ban is up.
A listener wants to make a point about insurance. I bought a hybrid 1.5 litre petrol. It also had a lot of safety features like lane control, collision control, cruise control, which would slow the car down if you were too close to another one in front. I bought another car without any of these features, a 2 litre turbo injection, very powerful. My insurance company gave me back €50. And I don't understand why.
So one of the reasons why prices, in my view, are not going skyrocketing is that a lot of the newer vehicles have these additional safety features that we didn't have years ago. So between the lane changing, the automatic braking, but there is also a counterbalance that some of these cars, also the parts to repair them are a lot more expensive than the parts that you might find on a traditional vehicle.
Okay. Listener received 3 points in their license for speeding at Christmas, Jonathan. They're wondering, will it affect the cost of their insurance in the future?
I would expect that your current insurer will probably charge you more than they did last year, but if you shop around, you'll get a lower price.
By much, typically, would it increase for 3?
It depends on each insurer, and it also depends on the offence. So, for example, if it's a speeding offence, it might affect it. But, for example, mobile phone would be considered the worst one. So some insurers, if you're on a mobile phone, will put your premium up dramatically for mobile phone use.
Now, Clamel listener says, I must be the only person in the country who's delighted with their insurance company. I received a renewal quote from Allianz of €363, fully comprehensive, no claims, bonus protection. I went into a comparison site and the cheapest was over £200, more expensive. I'm a 47-year-old man with 10 years, no claims, and I'm driving a 2010 Nissan Qashqai.
Yeah, and I wonder, because a lot of these texts are showing people who are seem to be happy with their renewal premiums. Mm. And I think that if we were having this conversation this time last year, I don't believe we'd be getting the same phone calls, which is what the original report is based on, which was the first half of 2025.
This texter's daughter's just home from Dubai. She has a full no claims bonus from the insurance that she had in Ireland before she went 3 years ago. She also had a car in Dubai for the 3 years that she lived there. But now the insurance company she was with is charging her £1,100 before she left. Her premium was £500. I think it's a disgrace. What options does she have?
Speak to a broker. So some insurance companies will allow a no claims bonus as long as it's up within the last 2 years. But there are insurers that will allow a longer period, particularly if you've been driving either on someone else's policy or in another jurisdiction. So this is quite common at the moment because there is quite a lot of
people moving back.
There's a lot of people moving back. But Dubai is one of the countries where it's quite easy to get a letter from them to say, I didn't have any accidents in my 3 years when I was driving. It's not quite the same as a no claims bonus, but they do issue you. So if you email that company, and I know this because I actually did a case like this yesterday.
Okay.
So if you email the company in Dubai and you ask them for the letter, we were able to add the 3 years back to their no claims bonus with the permission of the insurance company, and their premium was below €500.
To just get on to the insurer in Dubai, basically, and get that letter.
Yeah, so if I can demonstrate to an insurer in Ireland, this person drove in Dubai for 3 years, had no accidents, and they had a full no claims bonus in Ireland before they left, the insurer will look at that and say, okay, we should be allowing them back their no claims bonus.
Is black box insurance cheaper for young drivers, asks this texter.
It depends on the young driver, depends on the car as well.
What do they mean by that, sorry?
So it's a telematics box, so it's a piece of software within the car that monitors the driver behavior of the driver. So, for example, you might get a warning to say you were exceeding the speed limit in a certain area. Particularly for 17-year-olds who are starting out on their own, what we would say that the box insurance for 17 and 18-year-olds and learner permits is our biggest seller at the moment, because there's a vast difference between the price for first-time drivers, learner permits, who are prepared to put that box in their car versus somebody who's not.
Mm. 087 1400 106 if you have a question for Jonathan Hare from insuremyhouse.ie. This listener, 4 years ago, Jonathan, had a driving conviction and was banned from driving for 2 years. I now want to get back on the road. Will it be difficult and what should I do?
It's not difficult, but it's going to be more expensive than somebody who doesn't have a driving conviction. So again, if you Google blemished driving history, you will see people who are looking to offer quotations to people with previous convictions. You're definitely going to pay more. But again, if you stay claims free when you're back on the road, that premium will reduce each year.
Mm, yeah, similar to that, this texter had 3 points on their insurance. I had 3 points, insurance went up. It's now super clean, but the price never came down. How's that fair?
Shop around, you'll get a cheaper price.
This texter had an accident 4 years ago. How long will the insurance companies remember that for?
Some insurance companies don't ask over 3 years. Vast majority ask over 5 years. I'd expect this time next year that you won't have to disclose this accident to anybody.
The EU says there should be free movement of goods, services and people. Why can't I get my insurance from another EU member state?
Well, we do get insurance from other EU members.
Yeah,
the brand names that we're all familiar with, they're not Irish companies. They're all EU companies operating here in Ireland.
So that's happening already.
Yeah, it's not that you're buying it directly from a German office, but the German insurance company is set up here in Ireland operating in Ireland.
Paul says he has a van for work for the past 10 years as a full no claims bonus. He'd love a car for the weekends, but he's getting crazy prices, about €1,500 plus. Any suggestions?
Yeah, so instead of contacting the car insurance companies for this one, because he's not getting the benefit of his no claims bonus of his van, ring the van insurance company. The van insurance companies will look to do what's called a mirror no claims bonus, where they'll give you the benefit of your no claims bonus of your van on your car, or vice versa, on your car onto your van. But it's to speak to the van insurance company rather than trying to speak to a car insurance company. And I guarantee you that you'll get a half price on what that's been quoted there.
Is there a loading for both later life, so 70 plus, and the older car of almost 20 years? I've been told no, but still I'm getting extremely high renewal premiums of over £620.
When you reach a certain age, your price starts to go back up again. So it could be that you're sort of coming out of your 70s into your 80s. But again, it's not absolutely extortionate the way it used to be, where, you know, a minimum premium for somebody 75 plus used to be 12 or 1300 euros. Mm. It's now around 400 or 500 euros if they have a no claims bonus. The older car depends. If it's an older car you're buying today, you're certainly going to pay a higher premium for that older car. If it's an older car that you've owned for the last 20 years, they tend not to load for it because they appreciate the fact that you've had this car from new. So the insurance company systems, when you're doing a quote, will actually tell, can tell when this car was bought and who owns it and how long have you had it for, and that will stand in your favour as opposed to somebody who's buying a brand new car, say a 20 year old car today.
All right, loads of questions. We could keep you, Jonathan, for another half an hour very easily. Jonathan Hare, Managing Director of InsureMyHouse.ie. Jonathan, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.